raising the speed limit on the information superhighway. TalkZone.com.
And now, let's get back to Barely Legal with Robin Earle and David Spada. Whoa.
All right, it is 23 past the hour. This is the Barely Legal Show. I'm Robin Earle, your host, along with David Spada, attorney at law. And we're talking NFL football. And, of course, we got Hub Arkish on the line. And I want to welcome an old golfing buddy of mine, Mr. Eddie Payton. How you doing out there, Eddie?
Good morning, Robin, and good morning to your listeners.
Hey, and I tell you what, good to hear your voice, man. I usually don't hear it until about summertime when you come out and bring out the Payton Foundation with those great outings you guys run. You're still planning to come out this summer, aren't you?
We sure do, Robin. I mean, we really enjoy it, and the support we get from the Chicagoland area is unbelievable. And I also miss your voice. I mean, it just resonates all over the golf course when you're on the golf course. Just the sound of that screeching far. Everybody know that you're playing.
Yeah, Eddie, we got Hub Arkish on the line also from Pro Football Weekly.
Hub, how you doing?
I'm good, Eddie. Good.
Look,
to talk
they got an expert and a lawyer. Why y'all need Robin?
Oh, you know, I just come along for the ride.
Well, yeah, damn, y'all could save money and you and Robin can ride together.
There you,
how good of a golfer is Robin?
I kid because I care, Rob.
I know. You know what, though? I got the best foot wedge in the country, don't I, Eddie?
Second best. Second best.
Second best. I was telling the story last week, Eddie, about the time we were down in the Carolinas playing a golf outing, and you and I got paired up with Lurie Davies. Remember that?
Oh.
That was about, back in the mid-'80s. What an awesome outing.
We had a great time. And, you know, as a girl, she hits it a long way.
but
as a guy, we put her in her place.
That's right. I remember when she first teed off, hit the ball down there about 300 yards. I looked at you, and I just put my driver back in the bag and got in the golf cart.
Yeah, it was kind of humbling. I mean, she's a great golfer, and I remember it vividly as we were driving down the fairway. You looked at me and said, "We're going to get to drink a lot of beer."
That's right. Absolutely, Val. It was a lot of fun, raised a lot of money. I think that was for the Special Olympics.
It was. Great memory, Robin.
Yeah. You know, I was also telling a story about a moment we had with you and you know, when, of course, when your brother passed away, and we had that private church funeral for the services there, and it was kind of like a who's who's list in that room. And of course, Jared started first with the eulogies, and then when you came on, man, you just rocked it, man. I mean, you had us rolling, laughing, crying. I mean, that was really an Eddie Payton highlight reel for me.
Well, you know, that was a special moment because all of Walter's friends and many of his admirers showed up to pay their respects. And knowing Walter, if he'd have been there, you know, he would have done the same thing. He was, you know, just as full of life and full of BS as any African.
<That's laughs> right.
And I think that would have been the way he would have wanted it.
Yeah, you know, I tell you, there's just so many special moments there. And, of course, my most prized picture that I have in my office wall, a gentleman sent it to me from TV Magazine. Do you remember that publication, Hub, at all?
To be honest with you, not off the top of my head, TV Magazine?
Yeah, TV Magazine. It was out of New York, and I got a copy of it. The publisher sent me a copy. It was mailed to Hallis Hall, years ago. In fact, it was in 1978. And it was a picture of Walter and I was actually getting the handoff from Mike Phipps. And Walter obviously was lead blocking for me. It's a beautiful picture, and I took it to a graphics designer, and they blew it up really big, and I had it really nicely framed and so forth. That is my most prized picture in my office.
Well, Walter had a prized picture of you.
Yeah?
He was an end sweep, and Reeve and Noah were pulling in front of him.
Oh, yeah.
And it was kind of from the side, and you could see clearly you holding the defensive end.
Yeah.
Who held more, Robin or Jiggets when they played?
Jiggets wrote a book about it. That's about four volumes of holding for Brian.
Can you imagine Dan Jiggets having to go up against Harrison of the Steelers?
Oh, Harrison would be crying like a little girl by the end of the second quarter.
Well, you know... Well, we give Jig some ribbon. Doggone it, though. But hey, who can say that you played 9 or 10 years in playing pro football? That's quite a feat. Even though he only played maybe 5 or 6 plays, but you know,
yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
at least
yeah,
he got
yeah,
out
yeah.
there.
Now he gets the hole from Mike North.
That's true. I tell you what, that group you guys had at the Bears when you guys were rocking and rolling.
You betcha.
It was a group of athletes playing at the top of their game for an extended period of time. It was really as an opponent. It was fun to go in and prepare to play you guys because we got to watch you on film. We just shook our heads and go, damn, they don't have any weaknesses.
Eddie, I want to ask, you were a premier kick returner. Looking at Devin Hester this year, how he kind of fell off the face of the earth returning kicks, is there a different mentality returning kicks than playing an offense?
Well, I think Devin's problem was he's a victim of too much success, and people spent the entire offseason figuring out what he does best and then preparing for that. The other thing is Devin got extended playing time at wide receiver this year. I think he was kind of like, what, the number two option there?
Number one. Yeah.
Well, when you're out there, I don't care how much, what good a shape you're in, ripping and running hard routes every play, it takes a little out of you. And, you know, as a third receiver, a special third down receiver, you got fresh legs. And I think he was just a victim of being too good a receiver and too good a return man, and people just prepared for him.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, you got playing wide receiver, you're out there a lot of reps, you're on the field, it kind of tires you out a little bit. Then all of a sudden you got to drop back and return punts. It does take a little tear out of you.
Well, you know, we don't like to say professional athletes pace themselves during the game, but, you know, it's hard not to. Knowing that you're going to be on the field almost the entire game.
That's right.
It's just not the same.
Yeah. Well, what do you think in the NBA? That's why people don't even turn it on to the last 2 minutes.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. They play the game, but they have to have something in reserve for when it really counts. Yeah. Now, the NBA is kind of like a practice to playoffs, and then it becomes a football game.
Right. Yeah. I guess the congratulations goes out to you, Eddie, elected it to the College Hall of Fame golf.
Yeah, I've been, you know, one thing about getting old, they run out of real good people to elect, and they down to you. I'm not going to complain.
We're talking about Hall of Fames and so forth. I'm not even in my high school Hall of Fame or my college Hall of Fame, but I am in the numbers Hall of Fame.
There you go.
Because I was the only 99 that wore that jersey number in college, you know?
Well, they probably retired it, didn't they?
Oh, sure.
They didn't retire that number?
Nah, didn't retire that number. Yeah.
I'm in the Hall of Shame, I think, Hub.
Yeah, you know, for some of us, I guess my big claim is that whenever the Tribune of the Sun-Times does a noted high school alumni from Deerfield High School, they leave me off that list, too. So.
Mm-mm-mm. Well, you know, I would have probably made it to our Conference Hall of Fame a lot faster. The only problem was a guy came behind, played with me 2 years, and when I left, he just shattered everything I had done, and I couldn't get mad at him.
Who was faster, Eddie, you or Walter?
I was faster straight ahead. I think about the same for 40 yards. Walter was like 4.4, and I was about 4.4 something.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't have any top end. You know, he'd get caught, and, you know, I used to tell him that. You know, I'd never gotten caught from behind. And, of course, he'd stick out his lift and change the subject, but, you know.
But you never find a guy that is more explosive in those first 15 yards, though.
No one's more explosive. He can go from zero to the top end as fast as anybody I've ever seen. And it was just, you know, when we used to train together, it was amazing how quickly he could turn as a step, and he had full gear.
Right, exactly. Yeah. You know, I'm looking at on the internet here, Eddie. They got a picture of you. Looks like wearing number 31. That was probably with the Lions. No, Vikings. $21. Wow.
What?
Yeah, an 8x10 autographed picture, black and white, $21. Wow. I think I'd probably get about 84 cents for my black and white 8x10.
You have a black and white 8x10?
Yeah.
Robert will be signing them today at the home show out in St. Charles.
That's right. We got a big home show coming up this weekend at Pheasant Run. Absolutely.
Robert, you know what the real sad part about that? When our cards and pitches get up to where they're really, really valuable, that we would have to just died for that to happen.
That's right. That's right.
Eddie, I got some travel mugs to give away on the score, the Mullen Hammy travel mugs. Someone put on eBay one for $19. I was laughing. My wife goes, put them all on eBay.
You got to be kidding me.
It went for $19. Mullen Hammy couldn't believe it.
Holy cow.
Major value. Hub, how much does your autograph go for?
You know, I really I shouldn't be in this conversation, guys. I stand on the corner and ask people to take them. You know, I've got a bad. Anybody who wants one, if you'll take it, as long as you don't, you know, put it on a contract or anything, we're fine.
Eddie, Hub was saying that the Bears need two or three receivers. I mean, what do you think the Bears should do to fix this team? I mean, to become a playoff contender.
Well, you know, I've watched the Bears this year, and one thing is traditional for the Bears, they would hit you on the defensive side. And, you know, you win championships with defense. You get by with offense, so I wouldn't waste a lot of early draft choices on the offensive side of the ball. You can pick up people who are serviceable in the NFL through free agency and in the lower rounds that can come in and help you. You know, their problem, probably depth on the defensive side. You know, it appeared that the defensive line would wear down the second half and wouldn't get as much pressure, and they've lost a lot of games late. And to me, that is their most glaring need, and a good young quarterback that they can develop.
Yeah, absolutely, and that's very indicated on the, you know, what do we have, Hub? We were leading in the fourth quarter on three or four ball games that we lost. We should have maybe pulled at least two or three of those out.
Well, and you look at the playoff teams they lost them to, Carolina and Atlanta, and, you know, Tampa looked like they were going to be a playoff team. And I think what Eddie is saying is consistent with what we were talking about just before he came on. If they want to contend, yeah, they've got to get more stout on defense, and they've got to get at least one weapon on offense at wide receiver to start talking about them as a team, you know, like the Steelers, that can be there every year. That's when you worry more about getting that fixture at the quarterback position and getting a few more Pro Bowl skill guys on the offensive side of the ball.
Well, I guess a big kudos goes out to the McCaskies that they're not they're freezing ticket prices, Eddie. What do you think?
Wait till the summer when it warms up.
Yeah.
Everything in Chicago is frozen at this time.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, you know, it's just a sign of the economic times. And to get your product out to your public, you have to make some concessions. And you're right. And my hats are off to them. But hopefully it'll last the entire year, not just until after preseason.
Yeah, you know, they've been raising ticket prices, I believe, consistently since 2002. And, you know, it's just a time to kind of say, hey, wait a minute here. You know, you had 600,000 lost jobs.
Yep.
In December and January, and we're getting double digit unemployment rates. Yep. throughout the states. You know, it's mind blowing.
And Andy Ramirez is turning down $25 million.
Is that all?
That's all. Hub, I mean, can you believe these athletes? $25 million. No, I need more money.
Well, you know, we're talking about Manny. We're not talking about, obviously, he's done some goofy things. And I think it's actually more about the length of the contract than the money. You know, he'd take the 25 if it was for 3 or 4 years a year as opposed to what they're offering him. But I wonder about Scott Boras, you know, who is reputed to be this genius baseball agent. And I don't know what kind of advice he's given them, because, you know, the 25 for 1 year came after he turned down the $45 million for 2 years, and I don't know who else they think is bidding out there. So it's pretty goofy, you know, that a guy would leave that kind of money on the table.
Well, I just think that's Manny being Manny. I mean, if he gets what he wants, God bless him, but, you know, he's not a brain surgeon by any means, and Scott Boras is one of the better agents out there. And if he thinks that they can play chicken with these franchises and get what they want, they're going to take it all the way into preseason, spring training as it be.
Absolutely there. I was just getting kind of an indicator here on we're going to go about another 2 minutes. Eddie, can you hang on the line for a couple more minutes after the break?
For Robin?
Hey, buddy.
What about for me?
And 25 mil, I'll stand here for another 2 minutes.
I want to bring up a couple more topics with you, and obviously I want to find out exactly what you're doing down there in Mississippi and find out what the summer tour is going to be like on the golf course and so forth. But Hub.
I want to say this about Hub. Hub doesn't just know football. I tune into the score and enjoy listening to Hub talk about the Cubs, the White Sox, the Bulls. Hub, you are so strong talking about all sports. You're not just football.
Well, I appreciate it. I mentioned I am a Cubs fanatic. I'm a season ticket holder. And what's interesting is that unlike the Bears, the Cubs raised prices significantly and then did a kind of a cleverly worded press release to make it sound like it was only a 3 or 4% hike. But what they did is they took some of the seats and jacked them about 20, 25%. Now, admittedly, it was before everything crashed. The decision was made last October and November. But still, it's a disturbing time and yet a great time in Chicago sports. Guys, the Cubs and Sox are going to contend. The Blackhawks are resurgent. The Bears not that far away, and hopefully the Bulls will figure it out soon. So, just a great time to be in Chicago.
Hub, we've had season tickets since 1982. My dad, when he got that bill for $13,000 for the two tickets, and they want the money in December, he was just shaking his head.
Well, I'll tell you, and we've got four, and fortunately I'm part of a group. There's six of us who share these seats because we couldn't have them otherwise. I mean, who can write a check for $25,000 for tickets to a baseball game?
So, Manny.
Manny, there we go. Hey, we're gonna take a short break. We'll keep Eddie on the line. Hub, I just want to say a huge thank you for coming on board with the Barely Legal Show. You had a lot of insight, and I like your work, and keep it up.
My pleasure. Anytime, guys. And Eddie, it's great to talk to you again. You take care.
Hub, keep up the good work.
We'll be right back. This is the Barely Legal Show. The commercial critics claim that you should never start with a question. They might be right, but the heck with those so-called critics. So I'm going to start by asking the listeners two very important questions. Question one, how many millions of people have a home phone and or cell phone in the Chicagoland area? Question two, how many would like to have unlimited calling from their home phone and cell phones for only $24.95 a month with no credit checks, no deposits, or contracts to sign? Well, if you're like me, the only answer I can come up with is a resounding yes to both questions. Hi, Robin Earle here, and I'd like to introduce you to Liberty International and the massive rollout of WiMAX, which is going to happen very soon to the Chicagoland area. What is WiMAX, you say? Well, all I know is WiMAX is the fourth generation, or 4G as the techies call it, of wireless technology. It is designed to enable high-speed mobile internet access. Experts predict that by the end of 2010, the United States will have over 140 million subscribers to this new WiMAX technology. So what does all this mean and how does it benefit you? Well, by going on the Liberty International phone service for only $24.95 a month, and remember, there's no tax, no deposits, no credit checks or contracts to sign, and when you refer three friends or neighbors to our service, your phone service is totally free. You will never have to write a check to your home phone or cell phone provider ever again. If you'd like further information about Liberty International and the incredible opportunity it provides, please give me a call at 224-515-0500 or visit my website at robinearle.net. Again, that's 224-515-0500 or my website at robinearle.net. Get a hold of me. The only thing you got to lose is your phone bill.
The next time you're in the coffee aisle in the grocery store, pick up a can of Stewart's Coffee. You're probably asking yourself, why Stewart's? Because Stewart's roasts only the finest beans and grinds those beans to perfection. By using the finest beans, you'll get a more consistent taste. This is the reason Stewart's has been around since 1912. Consistency and quality. Still family-owned and operated? You'll know Stewart's Coffee because of its plaid can. You'll find cheaper coffee on the store shelves, but not the quality of Stewart's. Remember, you get what you pay for. Coffee's good, but Stewart's Coffee is so good.